Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to your Wednesday edition of the news show. I'm Kyle Swagger. It's December 10th, 2014. All the best technology news from the past 24 hours in around 5 minutes. You remember back when Amazon was going to try out those drone thingies trying to send our packages to us? Well, they still definitely want to push forward with that. Unfortunately, it may not be in the United States. Seems the FAA is not too on board with it, so Amazon's pretty much saying, well, fine, we'll just take our drone elsewhere and go home. Actually, Amazon's exact quote to the Federal Aviation Agency was, without approval of our testing in the United States, we'll be forced to continue expanding our Prime Air R&D footprint abroad. It's been over a year since they've announced Prime Air delivery service, but for Amazon, things are not moving fast enough, because it seems the FAA keeps dragging their heels. Funny enough, though, according to Reuters, FAA has agreed to 6 sites for commercial drone testing to be open, but Amazon isn't one of them. And also, according to the Wall Street Journal, there were fewer than 10 approved commercial drone operators in the U.S., while Europe has thousands. Sounds like Amazon's not spending enough money on lobbyists. The UK government has started doubling down on coding. Yes, they want school children to start to learn coding. That's a good thing, I think. Now, a new computing curriculum was launched in September, and Prime Minister David Cameron also promised to introduce a new computer service called the GCSE by 2016, which will be designing applications and exploring some of the ethical and legal issues that surround new technology. Those fine folks down at 10 Downing Street are pitching the qualification as a new national standard. Although they do want to say that the new national curriculum is somewhat of an experiment. They're saying that while teachers were informed in advance, it's still difficult to predict how it will be received inside the classroom. Call me crazy, but when I was younger and you put a computer in front of me in the classroom, that's all I wanted to do all day long. I don't think there's going to be a problem. So let's get on it. Let's get it moving. Let's get these kids coding. Did you get up today? Head on over to the Pirate Bay. Think about downloading Ubuntu. Yeah, right. And were you disappointed when you got there? And you thought, where's my Pirate Bay? Well, first, shame on you for going to the Pirate Bay. Bad you. Secondly, yeah, it's gone. It's not there. Why isn't it there? Well, Swedish police have raided the Pirate Bay again, and they've knocked the site completely offline. According to Torrent Freak and a Swedish newspaper, the police raided in conjunction with the Rights Alliance Group. That's a local group backed by the music and film industries. And they're the ones taking the credit for the shutdown, saying that the Pirate Bay is an illegal commercial service. Really? You think so? Only time is going to tell how long this shutdown sticks. Personally, I'm giving it 48 hours. Apple is planning on a cutting edge. Well, supposedly cutting edge, R&D facility, that's a research and development facility, in Japan. In a statement that was issued by Apple, they said, we're excited to expand our operations in Japan with a new technical development center in Yokohama, which will create dozens of new jobs. These new positions join our many employees in Japan, including 8 retail stores. We are proud of our history here, and we thank many of our customers for their support over the 30 years Apple's been doing business in Japan. Typical statement from Apple. Nothing else was said about the research facility, noting that it would only be comparable to the one that's in California. Of course, this isn't the only rumor mill going around with Apple's research and development right now. They also have plans of opening up another one in Cambridge, England. Yes, of course. Saying that facility would employ about 20 people at first, although Apple declined to comment on that one. More and more research and development labs popping up for Apple here, there, and everywhere. Wonder if this has anything to do with the Apple Watch. And finally, let's call Santa Claus right now. Okay. Come on, Santa. Wonder why his answering machine isn't picking up. Answering machine could be full. I'm sure Santa does get a lot of messages this time of year. I don't think he's going to answer. He must have shagged himself to sleep again. Alrighty. You know, I've prepared for this, because you know how reliable Santa can be. I guess I'm going to give your crap for Christmas today instead. And the one that caught my eye was the Maggie Nutcracker over at Amazon.co.uk. Yes, I'm talking about Britain's finest female prime minister, better known to all of us as the Iron Lady. Now, currently, this thing, there's only three left in stock right now, so you're going to want to hurry for this. It's kind of expensive. It's £29, but here's the funny part about it. She cracks nuts. And how does she crack nuts? Well, you insert a nut up her skirt, and then you squeeze her legs together. Oh boy. Presto, then your nuts cracked. Kind of like she did a lot of nut cracking in the 80s, didn't she?
Oh boy.
So that's it. It's the Blue Maggie Nutcracker. Get on it right now. £29. But hey, if one woman is going to crack nuts the best, it's going to be this one. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it on over to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Find us on the website, too, at BritishTechNetwork.com. You can find us on Twitter at British Tech. You can find me on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. We'll be back tomorrow with your Thursday edition of the news show. Hopefully Santa's not that hungover where you can actually get a hold of him. I'll keep trying all day long. I'll give him hell. You can guarantee that. But until then, I hope you have a great Wednesday, and thank you very much for listening.